Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. At least 12 people have been killed and many others injured in a rocket attack that hit the Druze town of Majdal Shams in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Most of the casualties were teenagers who were playing football. The Israeli Prime Minister blamed Lebanon's Hezbollah movement. It denied involvement. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari also said Hezbollah was responsible.
Our forensic team has made it clear this rocket was a rocket called Falak 1. It is manufactured in Iran. It is delivered to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the only terror organization in Lebanon that holds Falak 1. There are no other terror organizations in Lebanon that can fire Falak 1.
Donald Trump has told a Bitcoin conference in Nashville that he would champion cryptocurrency if he wins the US presidential election in November. Here's David Willis in Washington.
Donald Trump hasn't always been a fan of cryptocurrency. During his time in the White House, he dismissed it as highly volatile and based on thin air. His conversion has come at a time when major crypto companies, executives and investors have been making big donations to his presidential election campaign. Vowing to ease regulatory oversight of the industry, Mr. Trump said Bitcoin was going to the moon, as he put it. Mr. Trump said that since he changed his stance on cryptocurrency 2 months ago, his campaign had received $25 million in donations, much of it in Bitcoin.
His likely Democratic Party opponent in the election, Kamala Harris, has told a fundraising event in Massachusetts some of Mr. Trump's criticism of her was weird. Tuareg rebels in northern Mali say they've inflicted heavy losses on government forces and allied Russian mercenaries. They say dozens had been killed, wounded or captured during 2 days of clashes close to the Algerian border. The group is fighting for an autonomous homeland in northern Mali. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has defended the decision not to allow several former Latin American leaders into the country to observe Venezuela's presidential election on Sunday. Panama said Venezuela only reopened its airspace after the former leaders got off the plane, Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Maduro described their attempt to fly into Caracas as ridiculous and said they were far-right politicians who knew they were unacceptable in Venezuela. Among those on board were the ex-presidents of Mexico and Panama, Vicente Fox and Mireya Moscoso. They said they were supporting the opposition candidate, Edmundo González, who's leading the opinion polls. A group of Spanish members of parliament critical of Venezuela's socialist government have also been sent back to Madrid. President Maduro, who is seeking a third term, is sending a strong message to his critics, making it clear that he won't be intimidated by claims of irregularities in Venezuela's electoral process.
BBC News. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, have forcefully reiterated their respective diplomatic positions during a meeting on the sidelines of an ASEAN summit in Laos. Mr. Blinken expressed concern over Beijing's provocative actions around Taiwan and its support for Russia's war on Ukraine. The Chinese foreign minister told Mr. Blinken that Taiwan was not and will not be a country. Reports from Sudan say the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces have launched renewed attacks on the besieged city of Al-Fasher. Local witnesses say there was heavy artillery bombardment on Saturday. On the first full day of sport at the Paris Olympics, the French hosts have been celebrating their first gold medal win when their rugby sevens team won the final. Led by their star player, Antoine Dupont, France beat Fiji 28 points to 7. The BBC's commentary team were watching.
Time is up.
Tokyo are now glorified in Paris with 70,000 here and millions around the world watching.
Australia heads the medals table after dominating the swimming events. They have 3 golds in total and 2 silver. And the World Football Federation, FIFA, has deducted 6 points from the Canadian team at the Olympic Women's Football Tournament following the flying of a drone to spy on New Zealand's training session on Monday. The manager of the Canada team, Bev Priestman, has been suspended. That's the latest. BBC News.